happened in your hometown. This is Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Good morning and welcome to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, your store for floors, and so much more. Randy and his team at Professional Floor Covering are there to help you design the perfect space. When it comes to flooring, Floors is in their name, so you know they've got you covered with that. They've got a ton of different flooring for you to choose from. They've got a great lineup of carpet, including that very popular Stanton carpet lineup that they've got. But, I mean, whatever color, pattern, style you're looking for, they're going to have something for you when it comes to carpet. They've also got a great selection of hardwood, laminate. They've got lots of that very popular LVP flooring. They do tile and stone, and of course they do the custom area rugs over there as well. And Randy and the team, when you work with them, they'll come out, they'll get everything measured up in your home for free. They can help you out if you're not sure where to start. You're like, I don't know what would work in this room. They're experts. They know what they're talking about, and they'll give you some options like, hey, this might work, this might work. They'll give you some different price points and let you know all that good stuff. And they'll have your project looking great and, of course, meeting your budget. Visit them today at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam, online at proflr.com. We are happy to welcome in our first guest this morning here on Hometown Today. We have with us from the Dodge County Falls Prevention Coalition, Brittany Borchard. She is with the ADRC, the Aging Supervisor, and Linda Klinger, Administrative Director with Marshfield Medical Center, Beaver Dam. Good to have both of you with us here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So we are talking, you are both with the Dodge County Falls Prevention Coalition. Next week, starting September 22nd, is National Falls Prevention Awareness Week. And we're going to talk a little bit about that coming up a little bit later on. And there's some events that are going to be tied into that as well. But let's back up first and get to know a little bit about you. Share with us, each of you, a little bit about your backgrounds here.
I can go first. Linda Klinger, Administrative Director at the hospital here in Beaver Dam, Marshfield Medical Center, Beaver Dam. I've been with the hospital for 20 years.
Wow.
And my background is physical therapy. So coming together with this coalition really speaks to my heart as a physical therapist. Many times worked with folks who've had falls or balance problems. And the majority of my career, I also got to partner with the ADRC in teaching a class on falls prevention. So taking that to where we are today and leading these efforts with our Falls Prevention Coalition and that coming together for National Falls Prevention Week, really excited about that.
Yeah, I imagine as a physical therapy, you saw plenty of cases of injuries from falls.
Yeah, it really became my specialty over my years of practice. So the majority of the folks that I worked with had troubles with their balance.
That is Linda Klinger, Administrative Director at Marshfield Medical Center, Beaver Dam. Brittany Borchard with the ADRC with us as well. Brittany, share with us a little bit of your background.
Sure. So I am the supervisor over at the ADRC. I supervise all of the aging programs. I've been there for about 5 years. Prior to that, I actually was a police officer in the city of Juneau. And I currently run with Juneau EMS, so I have more of the experience responding as a first responder.
Okay, very good. So you are both, as we mentioned, with the Dodge County Falls Prevention Coalition. Can you talk a little bit about the coalition, kind of why it was created and what you guys do?
Yeah, actually, the conversation around the coalition started, I don't know, Brittany, if you remember
Probably around 3 years ago.
Yeah, probably 3 or 4 years ago. And Brittany pulled myself and JJ from the fire department together to talk about falls that are happening in Beaver Dam, but Dodge County, as it's using a lot of our resources. And so we started having conversations about what can we do. And we were pretty quiet with that conversation for a couple of years. And then I saw Brittany at the gym. We were working out at 5:30 in the morning. And I remembered, hey, we had that conversation. I think there's something that we can do here. We got back together again and said, I think we could start a coalition and get the right people at the table where we can really make a difference in the community around falls.
Can you talk a little bit about the mission of the coalition, and are there certain goals that you look to meet?
Yeah, so our aim really is to reduce the risk of falls throughout Dodge County through advocacy, evaluation, and outreach. Really focusing more on that prevention piece. We're all really great at responding after the fact, but as our population continues to age, we really need to start focusing on prevention and how can we help prevent falls in the first place.
One of the cool things about a group like this is it brings together a lot of different community partners. Obviously, even just the two of you, Brittany being with ADRC, Linda being with Marshfield Medical Center. Can you talk a little bit about the community partnerships when it comes to the Falls Prevention Coalition?
We've been really fortunate, and the coalition really started in January. So we spent the first several months making sure that we have the right people at the table and the right community partners there. So aside from the hospital and the ADRC, the fire department, the city of Beaver Dam, the YMCA.
St. Vincent de Paul.
Oh, yeah, that's another great one. We're just very fortunate to have the involvement from so many folks across the community. We've brought several folks in from our organization, from the hospital, and then some fitness professionals. A big part of falls prevention is making sure that we have access to strengthening exercises and routines that can help prevent that. So the fitness side is a big part of the outreach.
We have with us a couple of members of the Dodge County Falls Prevention Coalition. Brittany Borchard is the aging supervisor with the ADRC. Linda Klinger, the administrative director with Marshfield Medical Center, Beaver Dam. Next week is National Falls Prevention Week, and the Dodge County Falls Prevention Coalition is going to have a number of events coming up next week. We're going to talk about those when we come back here on Hometown Today from 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Get the best quality Dutch Boy paints for your painting project at Menards. MaxBond Plus exterior paint and primer is designed to stand strong against weather extremes. It provides max adhesion, hide, and performance while repelling rain in just 90 minutes after application. And with Dutch Boy's high-performing paints that last, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Now here's the snap. Rush on. Daniel steps up. Penalty marker down. Daniel's is set. Back outside the 30-yard line. Micah Parsons. Love rolls right. Throws end zone.
He's
Tucker Kraft. Touchdown. And a Lambeau leap to the north end zone stands.
2-0 Packers head to Cleveland for their first road game of the year on Sunday, September 21st. Coverage begins at 10. The kickoff set for noon on your home for Green Bay Packers football, 95.3 WBEV.
Winter in Wisconsin, that delightful time of year when the chill in the air sticks around and not feeling your toes is as routine as your social media posts that say, hashtag winter stinks. But how often do you think ahead about the furnace that heats your home? Imagine it's 5 below 0 and your furnace decides to take a permanent vacation. Doesn't the thought send shivers down your spine? Don't wait until that happens. Visit Chad and his team at Air Care in Beaver Dam. Ask them about the advanced modulating furnace from Carrier. This Carrier furnace efficiently sips gas only as needed at any outdoor temperature, saving you money by using less gas. Who wouldn't love having the peace of mind, comfort, and savings of a modulating furnace from Carrier? Be sure to turn to the experts, AirCare and Carrier. Check them out at aircareinc.com and like them on Facebook, or give them a call at 920-356-8860.
At Prairie Ridge Health, our orthopedic and sports medicine team is committed to personalized care that meets your individual needs. From arthritis to complex sports injuries, we treat a wide range of conditions with the latest in both surgical and non-surgical options. We're here to help you move better and feel stronger. Now seeing patients in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's hair volume from New Nordic.
Hair volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give hair volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm gonna pick up some hair volume right now. My reunion's next month and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com or CVS.
Hey neighbor, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, welcoming you back to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. We're here this morning with a couple of the members of the Dodge County Falls Prevention Coalition. We have Brittany Borchard with the ADRC and Linda Klinger with Marshfield Medical Center. And next week is National Falls Prevention Week, and the coalition has a number of events lined up for next week. Let's jump into those and talk a little bit about those. Where do you want to start?
Yeah, absolutely. National Falls Prevention Week, when we started the coalition earlier this year, this is one of the things that we really wanted to be a jumping off point for the coalition, where we share the message of the coalition with the community and really start to build awareness around falls. So we have a number of events. And it starts on Tuesday next week with a fall screening and a Mugs for Rugs event at St. Vincent de Paul.
Ooh, this sounds interesting.
Yeah. So we have kind of two things going on there. We have fall screening. So we have some physical therapists that will be available and can help folks fill out a questionnaire that will give them some insight to their fall risk and then what opportunities there are to decrease that fall risk. In our homes, there is something that is widely known as a fall risk, and it's throw rugs. So important that we are creating some opportunity and awareness around that, and that's Mugs for Rugs. If you bring in your throw rugs from your house to that event, you will get not only a coupon for a mug from St. Vinny's, but you'll also get a coupon for a cup of coffee in exchange for that rug as well.
That's fantastic. Before we move on to some of the other events, the fall screening, what kind of factors, can you give a few examples, maybe some of the factors they're looking at when it comes to figuring out what, you know, the risk is?
Yeah, there's things like medications that you take.
Okay.
Weakness in some of your muscles, maybe a previous injury or illness that could impact your fall risk. The number one thing that increases your risk of falls is having a history of falls. So if you've already had a fall, that's one of the number one things we're looking at, and helps us to determine what type of interventions would be appropriate for that individual.
Okay, gotcha. Well, there's a couple of other events going on next week too. Let's keep going right down the list there.
Also on Tuesday, our Beaver Dam Fire Department is going to be at the McDonald's on Park Avenue. They'll be there to chat with you about falls, also provide a mug for rug. So you bring in that throw rug. They have special ordered mugs, I think, that have their own logo on them. And you get a free cup of coffee as well.
So that, again, will also be next Tuesday, September 23rd. And it looks like 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday morning
that's right.
And that, again, is over at the McDonald's on Park Avenue. Don't go to the wrong McDonald's. Don't get confused. but the events continue from there. A couple more we got to chat about. What's up?
Highlighting some more community partners. The next event is at the YMCA. And we have another fall screening event there. So that same What's Your Fall Risk right there at the YMCA. That's from 9 to 11. Just come into the lobby. While it's at the YMCA, it is absolutely open to the public. You do not have to be a YMCA member to participate in that fall screening.
Good to know. And then finally, on Thursday, it all kind of culminates with a very exciting event. Talk about this.
Gosh, partnered with the Watermark, the community center, for a presentation with Dr. Shire, and that's Tai Chi and Fall Prevention. He is our chiropractor at Marshfield Medical Center, Beaver Dam, and he also has a great passion in reducing risk of falls in our community. So he'll be presenting there at the Watermark. There will be free lunch. You can RSVP for that event through the Watermark, and that is at noon.
That's at noon next Thursday, September 25th. And I know Dr. Shire does some great work, and he's really fun to work with, isn't he?
He has, I think I would say, a magnetic personality, right?
Yeah, very, very much so. So looking forward to that. So a number of opportunities folks have to learn a little bit more about falls, find out what their risk is, and then kind of figure out what they can do, some changes maybe they can make in their life and their home to help prevent that. Because, and you can both probably speak to this a little bit, because unfortunately, sometimes those, you know, anything you can do to prevent a fall is good, because a lot of times they just lead to other things, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. The risk of having an injury due to a fall increases as you age and with the number of falls that you've had. So that can be pretty detrimental. Can be something simple like just a scrape on the knee, like we might see with our kids, but it could be something more severe, you know, a fracture or even a big bump in the head. So we want to make sure that we are intervening to help prevent any of those significant injuries that could really impact somebody's life.
Talking with Linda Klinger, Administrative Director at Marshfield Medical Center, Beaver Dam, as well as Brittany Borchard, Aging Supervisor from the ADRC, both with the Dodge County Falls Prevention Coalition. Next week is National Falls Prevention Awareness Week, and so they have put together a number of events. We touched on them a little bit earlier, but what are some of the ways that people can help reduce falls in their home or the home of a loved one? What are some of those things that they can do?
Sure. Starting just making some minor tweaks. Linda touched on it just a few minutes ago, getting rid of those throw rugs. That's one of the biggest fall hazards that are in the home. Proper lighting, putting up some handrails or... I don't know what I want to say. Not guardrails, but just some. Go ahead.
Like side rails for in your bathroom, for instance.
Sure.
We see a lot of falls that do happen in the bathroom. Whether folks are getting in and out of their bathtub, or they're in the shower, or they're getting on and off the toilet, those are a pretty common place to fall. So making sure that you have something really sturdy to grab onto. If you're having trouble, you know, one of the questions we ask in fall screening is, do you have to rock a couple of times to get standing when you're in a chair, or do you really need to use those armrests? And that's a sign of weakness in the legs. If that does apply to somebody, having some of those handrails can be really helpful. And then we also are always, you know, recommending that people are participating in a strengthening program. So important to build up that leg strength so you have the ability to get up and down from sitting. And even more importantly, if you do fall, being able to get up from the ground.
Yeah, that's an important thing. It is. I was thinking about, I mean, these throw rugs, you know, you brought that up a few times, and I'm like, you know, I could really see that. We have a couple of throw rugs in our kitchen on a tile floor, and we have little kids, and the number of times those things turn into basically makeshift snowboards gliding across the floor. Luckily, my kids, you know, they're young and they're athletic, and so they can just slide. But, you know, if you were somebody who was already having a hard time getting around, that could be a real dangerous risk.
You know, the other thing that... an individual can do to help reduce their risk of falls at home or even out in the community is good footwear.
Oh,
you know, so flip-flops or slides, those type of shoes that are super comfortable, super easy to get on and off, may not be the best in terms of safety. So sure. We're looking for a nice pair of shoes with a good grip on the bottom that are not too big and not too small. But having that good quality footwear is really helpful, both at home and in the community.
If somebody's at home and going, okay, I'm getting a little older. I don't move around as well. Like, am I somebody that needs to a fall screening? Is it something I should start worried about? What would you say to that?
You have several options. We're offering these free fall screening events open to anybody. I think you're going to have access to some real experts there that can look at your individual situation and give some recommendations. You can also talk to your doctor when you have your next wellness check or and visit with your provider, is to say, hey, I'm a little worried about falls. Do you think I should be doing something about that? And if you know that you're at risk for falls, maybe you're someone where you have had some falls in the past, contact the ADRC and get signed up for one of their classes. They really offer some phenomenal classes. Stepping On, that's a class that I've been involved with in my career for falls prevention. Give them a call and get signed up for the next class they have.
And you bring up a great point. We've got just a minute or two left here, but Brittany, Linda just mentioned a class. Is any other resources that you want to throw out there that the ADRC can provide for folks?
Sure. So give us a call and we can have an individualized conversation with you about your concerns and certainly hook you up with the resources to prevent falls. Like Linda said, we have Stepping On. Once you go to our Stepping On class, a lot of participants are looking for more. We also offer Strong Bodies, which is a strength training class. I've got a class actually starting in Juneau on the 29th, and I'd love to have you.
Just about out of time, but before we get you out of here, how can folks learn more about the coalition and how can they help out?
They can learn more about the coalition by coming to one of our events next week. And then also we've got our flyers posted on the Facebook page, and you can also contact the ADRC. There was one community partner, and I would be remiss if I did not recognize them as being really a big part of this coalition. We were able to start this coalition through generous funding from the BDCH Foundation. Okay. I want to make sure that we recognize them for the funds that they've been able to provide us.
Yeah, they've done some wonderful work in the community. One of these things, a great example of that. Again, talking with Linda Klinger, Administrative Director at Marshfield Medical Center, Beaverdam, and Brittany Borchard, the Aging Supervisor at the ADRC. Thanks so much for coming on and joining us for a little bit this morning. It was great to have you.
Thanks for having us.
Awesome. Looking forward to all the events. Again, make sure to follow the Dodge County Falls Prevention Coalition to find all that information that we talked about today. We'll have more Hometown Today coming up on 95.3 WBEV.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A framework deal has been reached for the ownership of TikTok. That, according to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, after weekend talks between the U.S. and China in Spain. The Federal Reserve is widely expected to make its first interest rate cut of the year at the conclusion of its September meeting on Wednesday of this week.
The Fed is widely expected to cut interest rates by 0.25%, meaning it gets a little bit cheaper to borrow money. Think lower credit card APRs, less expensive car loans. This can also impact mortgage rates, which have been moving lower in anticipation. The average 30-year fixed-rate mortgage hit its lowest level since 2024 earlier this month.
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis. Israel and the U.S. standing side by side in the face of growing international anger over the airstrikes on Hamas members in Qatar. Funeral plans now in place for conservative activist Charlie Kirk. His memorial set for State Farm Stadium in Phoenix on Sunday. This is ABC News.
Hey, it's Stacy from Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Stay tuned to my friends here at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. Crews will start working on a water utility project next week in Beaver Dam that will impact traffic for months. Starting a week from today, crews will begin work on Hemlock Road, County Highway W, and Highway B. They're installing water main piping, valves, and hydrants. It'll mean lanes will have to be closed until the end of the year. There's more on this story in a link on DailyDodge.com. They're forming a new committee in Mayville to advise city leaders on options for a new medical clinic. They'll also look into what obstacles people face in getting health care. City officials say they're looking for a licensed healthcare provider and a mental health professional. They'd also like to hear from someone from the business community and anyone else from the community. Madison State Senator Kelda Royce is running for Wisconsin governor. She dropped a campaign announcement on social media early this morning. Royce has represented Madison's East Side in the state Senate since 2021. She joins a Democratic primary field that's growing and expected to get more competitive. A 6-year-old girl reported missing from central Wisconsin last week was found safe Saturday. Her alleged abductor is her uncle. He's been arrested and faces charges. Ruby Lehman went missing from her grandmother's home in Almond Thursday afternoon. The two were found Saturday afternoon in a wooded area a short way away. The secretary of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation will resign at the end of the week. Missy Hughes joined the Evers administration in 2019. Governor Evers expects to announce her successor in a few weeks. The WEDC is a public-private agency designed to help business development and innovation through loans, grants, tax credits, and technical assistance. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, the Brewers fell to the Cardinals 3-2 yesterday at American Family Field. They had to put the brooms back in the closet. St. Louis scored all three runs in the third off Jose Quintana. He left the game in the fourth with a calf injury. Milwaukee takes tonight off. They open up a three-game set with the Angels on Tuesday night. The Cubs edge the Rays 4-3. They move within 5.5 games in the National League Central. Tonight at 7 o'clock, it's Just a Bit Outside, a documentary remembering the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. You can hear it on 95.3 WBEV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Packers get back to work today after taking the weekend off with Thursday's win over the Commanders. They go to Cleveland on Sunday. That's a noon kickoff on 95.3. Badger football team back at it as well. They got thumped by Alabama 38-14 this weekend. They open up the Big Ten play Saturday morning against Maryland at Camp Randall. That's on 95.3 WBEV at 11 a.m. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wade Bates on 95.3 WBEV.
Looking for a new doctor? Prairie Ridge Health's Family Medicine Team is welcoming new patients in Beaver Dam, Columbus, Marshall, and Sun Prairie. From wellness checks to managing chronic conditions, we are here to care for you at every age and every stage of life. Meet our providers and schedule an appointment at prairieridge.health or call 920-623-1200. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
Hosting a community event or just looking for something fun to do in our area? Visit the events page on dailydodge.com. Presented by Watertown Regional Medical Center.
Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 82. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 57. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 84. Dry with temps above average Wednesday and Thursday and highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV. Powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, it's 68 degrees.
We've got a couple of football games coming up Friday night on the air. First of all, the Beaver Dam football team opens up East Central Conference play as they travel to Kettle Moraine Lutheran on ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. While the Houstacon football team plays host to Manitowoc Lutheran at Horicon. That's on DDTV. Coverage for both games begins at 6:40. The kickoff set for 7 o'clock. It's Horicon, Houstis Ford, and Manitowoc Lutheran. Beaver Dam and Kettle Moraine Lutheran Friday night on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Home searching online? About to click that contact agent tab? Hold that finger.
Did you know that when you click that tab, you're likely reaching someone outside your local area? Before you do that, consider connecting with a real estate advisor who actually lives and works in your community. Someone who knows the local inspectors, service providers, contractors, and even the best pizza place in town. Get started with the buyer consultation so you're fully prepared for when the one pops up for sale. We are here to help. Kwadowski Real Estate, your trusted real estate advisors.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering. You're listening to Hometown Today on the 5,000-watt flamethrower on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where they invite you to check out their Clearance Corner, a whole department filled with exciting final clearance merchandise. Stop in today and experience a treasure hunt for bargains. They've got discontinued items and as-is merchandise all reduced to rock-bottom pricing. You can save big on mattress sets, end tables, coffee tables, chairs, and accessories. All items are one of a kind. Visit the Clearance Corner and enjoy the savings at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts since 1858. And of course, coming up this Friday, September 19th, don't forget to stop in and see them at during the Chamber of Commerce wine tour. Again, that's coming up this Friday, September 19th. That is going to definitely be a good time. Thank you again to Brittany Borchard with the ADRC and Linda Klinger with the Marshfield Medical Center Beaver Dam for joining us here in our first half of the show to talk about Falls Prevention Week and the Dodge County Falls Prevention Coalition. So some great work they're doing there. Again, make sure to check out the Dodge County Falls Prevention Coalition on Facebook so you can keep up to date and get all the information for those couple of events that are coming up next week here around Beaver Dam. Couple of other things coming up too. I mean, no shortage of things going on. That is for sure. We mentioned on Friday, of course, the big wine tour coming up downtown. But before you head out there, you got to head down there with a nice, sparkly, clean car. And you could do that while also helping a really, really great cause. Tidal Wave Auto Spa here in Beaver Dam has partnered with its for its 17th annual Charity Day, has partnered with the ARC of Dodge County, one of our wonderful Children's Radiothon nonprofit organizations. And so this Friday, September 19th, Tidal Wave will donate 100% of proceeds made during the one-day event to the ARC of Dodge County. They'll be a recipient. So again, that's this Friday. Go and get the car washed at Tidal Wave over there on the north side of town, and that'll go to help the ARC of Dodge County, all the great work they're doing. And then next Saturday, a couple of events to check out on Saturday. Of course, the big charity softball game is happening on Saturday over at the athletic fields here in Beaver Dam. Things get underway at 11 o'clock. The game starts at 11:30. You'll have Beaver Dam Police Department taking on the Dodge County Sheriff's Office in a softball match. They've each won two games so far, and so we'll see who can take home the trophy. There's a little bit of smack talk going around with this one, but no, it's all in good fun, and it's really, really fun to watch. But not only do you've got the great softball game, those teams get out there and have a lot of fun, but between each inning, they're doing a lot of different fun activities, too, for the families and kids to join in on. You're going to have concessions out there, so you have some food and drink. They'll have lots of great raffles. I know I've been seeing some of the cool raffle items they've got, so that is going to be fun. Of course, you got the pie in the face competition. Beaver Dam Superintendent Mark DeStefano taking on Dodge County District Attorney Andrea Will. Whoever can raise the most money will get a pie in the face, and Mark DeStefano, he's been doing pretty good the last couple years, but I think DA Will is stepping it up. So excited to see who is going to get a pie in the face there. And of course, special guest appearance as well by wrestling superstar Braun Strowman. He's going to be out there for a little bit, so you'll be able to chat with him and maybe grab a picture, grab an autograph. So that'll be cool. And so you say it's a charity softball game. What's that all about? Well, all the proceeds from this going to go help a wonderful family here in the Dodge County area, whose daughter Brinley is a 5-year-old girl. She's from Mayville, and she is
she's working with a really rare form of leukemia, and so raising some money to help the family out. Obviously, that comes with a lot of expenses, you know, lost income, all those types of things that nobody should have to deal with. So they're helping them out a little bit. So that's going to be a fun time. That's next Saturday. And then when you're done over there on Saturday, you can hop over to Ooga Brewing Company for the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation Community Social. That'll be happening this Saturday from 1 until 7 at Ooga. They're going to have, of course, drinks. There'll be food. They'll have lots of great raffles going on there. So do some of the raffles at the softball game and then come over, do some of the raffles at the community social. They'll also have live music going for most of the day as well. Poverty and Panic playing from 1 until 4. And then the Characters will be playing from 4 to 7. So don't miss that. That's going to be over at Ooga Brewing Company. And yeah, always a good opportunity to see the Characters. We got to have them out at the, you know, at the Dodge County Fair this year, over at the WDS construction stage at Goodcomer Brands Park. So they are always a fun time, so go check that out. We're going to come back with a little bit more Hometown Today next here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Now here's the snap. Rush on. Daniel steps up. Penalty marker down. Daniel's is set. Back outside the 30-yard line. Micah Parsons. Love rolls right, throws end zone.
Oh,
Tucker Kraft. Touchdown. And a Lambeau leap to the north end zone stands.
2-0 Packers head to Cleveland for their first road game of the year on Sunday, September 21st. Coverage begins at 10. The kickoff set for noon on your home for Green Bay Packers football, 95.3 WBEV.
From the moment you arrive, so many reasons why. McKinstry's Home Furnishings is the place where you should be.
It's big savings for you.
Big savings for you.
Big savings for you.
It's the clearance corner at McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam, featuring a whole department filled with exciting final clearance merchandise. Come in today and experience a treasure hunt for bargains, discontinued items, and as-is merchandise, all reduced to rock-bottom pricing. Save big on mattress sets and tables, coffee tables, chairs, and accessories. All items are one of a kind. Visit the clearance corner and enjoy the savings at McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts since 1858. Be sure to stop in and see us for the Chamber of Commerce wine tour on Friday, September 19th.
Year after year, McKinstry's.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new, they've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, and you're listening to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
WBEV, TV powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. We are happy to welcome in our next guest here on Hometown Today this morning. Mary Fitzgerald with the Dodge County Center for the Arts is here. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Kale. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Always good to see you, obviously. And we're always happy to sit down and chat with the Dodge County Center for the Arts. This one's a little special because it's a big day over there.
It is a big day. It's a big week in Beaver Dam altogether. So we are housing John Noltner's exhibit. It's called A Peace of Mind. And it basically is a lot of display panels that highlight different individuals that John has photographed and interviewed over time. And they're all focusing on peace and belonging. So it's a wonderful topic. But we were fortunate to be able to house the exhibit, like I said, and we welcomed John to Beaver Dam yesterday with a little lunch, and then we helped set up his exhibit, and then there was a welcome supper for AAUW and the people that are helping with his residency. So we had almost 75 people in DCCA last night, which if you know the space, it's not that large.
That's a packed house.
Yeah, so it was a really fun time. John did some commentary on his exhibit, and we really enjoyed it.
I can't wait to come over and see the exhibit because I'm so fascinated to see the pictures of people and find essentially he poses the question, you know, what does belonging mean to you? And
correct.
So to read, you know, what different people from different parts of the world answer that, I'm really fascinating. And one of the nice things, obviously, basically, is I think if I'm not mistaken, pretty much as soon as you wrap up here, you got to jet back there to open up the doors. Because of this exhibit, you do have some extended hours. Tell us about those.
Correct. So AAUW did ask us if we could have extended hours during the week to allow as many people as possible to see the exhibit. So I just want to go over those really quickly. Yes, and I am going to jet back immediately after this. I love that. Not too fast on Spring Street, though, right?
Following all posted speed limits.
That's right. Today we'll be open from 10 until 7 p.m. Tuesday, tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday, noon to 7. Thursday, noon to 8. And then on Thursday at 7, before we close at 8, John will be doing some exhibit commentary. That's open to the public. It's free. You're welcome to come in if you'd like to hear him talk a little bit about his exhibit. And then Friday, we'll be open from 9 to 5, and then we flip into the Chamber Wine Walk at 5:30. We do have a super busy week. And then Saturday's the closing day of John Noltner's exhibit. We'll be open from 10 to 5. Okay. And then there's closing reception and commentary at the community theater, and that starts at 6. So you can find all of these hours and this information on the Dodge County Center for the Arts website or on AAUW website. Gotcha. So we're super excited. We have extra volunteers coming in and helping to greet people. We have some of his merchandise for sale, his books, some t-shirts, information about him and his exhibit. So it's just going to be a really fun week.
Yeah, it's really nice that you're going to have the extended hours, a lot more opportunity for folks to go and check it out, because again, the exhibit's really, I can't wait to get over there this weekend. I'm probably going to be stopping in a few times, I have a feeling, just so I can keep, you know, maybe taking a few people at a time there.
Yeah, it is. It's not like your typical art exhibit, you know, where you walk through and look at the paintings or the art pieces. There's quite a bit of reading to the exhibit. And like you just said, if you read 2, 3, 4 at a time and then just kind of digest the information a little bit, I'm very fortunate because I'm going to be there every day, so I can like take it in
a little bit at a time, and probably even a few as you were setting
up. Exactly. So, you know, it is something you'll want to plan a little bit of time so you can really, really enjoy what's being said by all the people that he interviewed.
And again, this exhibit runs just this week, so don't delay, stop in there. And if you can a few times, that's a great idea too. It's all going to be happening at the Dodge County Center for the Arts. And as you mentioned, Mary, you kind of touched on it a little bit. There's some Some additional community activities with John Knowltner's residency here as well. Touch on a couple of those.
That is correct. So John is going to be doing some portrait sessions around Beaver Dam. There's some at the high school. There's some at Moraine Park, Wayland, the Watermark. I understand there are a few spots open. So if there's anybody listening today that would like to have a portrait session and answer the question, what does belonging mean to you? It's a very simple and friendly process. John has a very calm demeanor and is very open and welcoming. And it only takes about 10 minutes for a portrait session. You could step into DCCA today anytime between 10 and 7, and I'd be happy to talk to you about that. Or you can go on to AAUW website and they'd be able to help you. But we're looking for a few more people to fill those slots. So portrait sessions, John is doing a photography technique class at Art on the Town. We're going to be having him as a guest at the Chamber Breakfast Network. That's tomorrow morning. If you want to attend that, you just contact the Chamber. We are hosting that at DCCA, but it is obviously sponsored by the Chamber. And then Thursday, he's doing the exhibit commentary, like I said. On Saturday in the afternoon, the library is sponsoring a Meet the Author session. That's from 1:30 to 3:30 on Saturday. We're also hosting that at DCCA because of the library's sort of temporary status right now. They're in their temporary location. So we'll be having that there, but Anita Strike and the library staff are taking the lead on that. And then, like I mentioned earlier, the theater, the community theater, Saturday night, there's like a little reception to thank John for being here at 6, and then he'll be doing some closing commentary. And I understand his presentation most likely will include some of the portraits he takes this week.
I'm looking forward to that part too. Should mention, obviously, if you get a chance to head down to the theater for that, definitely recommend. But if for some reason you can't make it, we'll have a video of it after the fact over on DailyDodge.com.
That's awesome.
So our pal Ninja will be out there and doing the video, so that that way, in case you you don't get a chance, or you were there and you just really enjoyed it and it was so much to take in, you want to go back. You know, sometimes that happens. So that'll be available. And I hear a rumor there's going to be a performance by the One Voice Children's Chorus.
That is a true story.
So yeah, looking forward to that. Their first performance of this season. So if you want to get a little sneak peek of that before their concerts later in the year, you can do that as well.
Yeah.
So really going to be a great opportunity. Really excited to have John back in his hometown of Beaver Dam. And we got a chance to chat with him last week, and just a fascinating man, very interesting man to talk to. And you can go back and listen to or watch our interview with him from last week as well. Really looking forward to having him in town. We do have just a minute or two left, Mary. I know this is kind of the big deal right now. A few other things coming up. What happens after we're all wrapped up with this residency?
Then we just flip right into the next thing. You know how that goes.
Yep, exactly.
So we do want to encourage everybody, if you do come and see the John Knowltner visit, that's wonderful. We're happy to have you there. And please come back after and see what else we have to offer at DCCA. We've got two new shows going up after his residency. One is called Beautiful Expressions, and all of that artwork is done by individuals that have mild cognitive impairment or dementia.
Sure.
And we're partnering with the ADRC and dementia care specialist Rob Grizzle to bring that to town again. There'll be some dementia awareness activities going on. That's a really beautiful show. And then the other show that we're going to have going on next is called The Banana Show.
I can't wait for this one. I cannot wait to see explain this to people.
So there was I can't remember the name of the gallery, a famous art gallery in New York. Somebody duct taped a banana to a canvas and sold for like $1 million. And then somebody, whoever bought it, ate the banana. So it was a big, funny story. So we're just doing our own spin on it. And the entry requirements are any kind of piece, any medium, something having to do with a banana. And I've had a sneak peek of some of the pieces coming in already, and they are fun.
Okay.
So it'll be a fun thing to do. And then we'll have our regular activities going on. We'll continue with our Wednesday workshops, with our Thursday and Tuesday yogas. Lots of good stuff coming up. And before we end, I just want to say, Kale, that this residency with John Knowltner, I really believe in community and collaboration and all of us working together. I think you know that.
Yep.
You've known me long
Agreed.
Enough. But this really... is a wonderful topic. And just seeing the community come together last night and come together around this this residency for the week is a really cool thing. So be a part of it.
Yeah, and I just think about the fact that I think a lot of us these days tend to have conversations on almost a daily basis of just, you know, the dark out there in the world. And what, you know, and we say, well, what can we do? And I think things like this are really a great start to things we can do. And you know, the term unity and community really is fitting for it. And I think it's something a really good starting point.
I 100% agree.
Mary Fitzgerald with the Dodge County Center for the Arts. Always good to see you, pal.
So nice to see you. Take care of your beautiful fam, and I'll see you at the Arts Center.
Oh, cannot wait! You'll see me down there a couple times this week. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Kale.
That is going to do it for Hometown Today here on 95.3 WB. EV powered by Daily Dodge.
From the biggest stars to the greatest moments, Behind the Bucks is Bucks history like you've never heard it before. Go behind the scenes of the Emmy-nominated Giannis documentary. Get the real story of the blockbuster trade for Damian Lillard. Hear the origin of Bucks in Six. It's all on Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Available.